The race for Honolulu mayor is one of the most watched contests of the 2020 election. HPR has been talking with voters on Oahu to hear what issues they're thinking about in making a decision.
Alternatives to being in a car.
Addressing corruption and establishing some real leadership in the city.
The diversification of our economy away from more and more tourism.
The most important issue for me is rail.
Those were Oahu voters David Ho, Charmaine Doran, Alice Tucker, and Pearl Johnson. We also heard from voters who were concerned about affordable housing, adapting to climate change, and helping working families during the pandemic. But what about the candidates?
COVID-19 recovery.
The economic recovery of Honolulu.
Both Keith Amamiya and Rick Blangiardi say their top priority will be guiding Hawaii's most populous island out of the COVID-19 pandemic. But they have different approaches. Amamiya says he's most concerned with the city's public health response.
We need to continue to make sure that Oahu is COVID safe, that the spread is contained, and that involves a lot of testing, contact tracing, and quarantining/isolating. We need to still consult with healthcare professionals. We must base our decisions on science and data. Before you can reopen the economy, you need to have a healthy community. So they go hand in hand. And so we need to address the health and safety of our communities first.
Blangiardi says his main focus will be addressing the economic fallout of the pandemic.
Anything and everything we can do with respect to mitigating people losing their jobs, losing their homes, maybe even being forced to leave here, that's a real concern. That's very disruptive to our community, very disruptive to families. So I think that anything and everything we can do with respect to getting money in people's hands, getting more money from the federal government, and anything we can possibly do to stop that kind of pain, suffering, anxiety.
While there are some differences, the two candidates share similar positions on many issues, and neither has previously held elected office. So I asked them to describe what sets them apart in their own words. Amamiya, who worked in the insurance industry and was head of Oahu's High School Sports Association, cites his leadership style.
Throughout my career, I've always prided myself on being a collaborator who brings people together to solve complex problems. On the other hand, my opponent has been in the private sector his entire career. His style tends to be a top-down, take-it-or-leave-it style. Running the city is much more complicated than running a news station. Running the city government involves so many different constituencies. You cannot employ a top-down style of leadership.
Blangiardi, who has been an executive in television broadcasting for decades, says his private sector management experience is his greatest asset.
The work that I've done throughout my career has always been in the senior management position. I've always been in that alpha role. When you're the senior guy versus the number two, number three, or just some lawyer in an insurance company someplace, at the end of the day, the accountability is on your shoulders and you live with that. So it's just a lifetime of doing that. Every job I've been hired for has been a turnaround job to replace the person they were fired. Keith has never had that kind of professional experience.
Rick Blangiardi, and before him, Keith Amamiya, candidates for Honolulu mayor. Mail ballots for the election began going out to Oahu voters last week. Completed ballots need to be received by the city clerk or deposited in an approved drop box by November 3rd. Find links to information on same-day registration and deposit box locations at hawaiipublicradio.org. I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.